existing process, and could by enacting this law, we could then subvert a process that depending on who you're talking to, may or may not work. So those are two other issues that have been thrown up the bill that you might, you brushed on standing when you first spoke.
I did. With respect to the exhaustion point, Representative Phillips, sections 12 and 13 of the bill require that a government action be completed, quote, completed, close quote, before judicial review is available. That means that within a local government process itself, the local government can make its own definition of completion. If it wants to have an exhaustion process within the local government and require a party to go through it, they have to go through it before they can obtain judicial review. So that local government is not at all hamstrung in that sense. If they really wish to keep the decision to themselves and have a process by which it can be worked out at the local level, there's nothing to stop them from doing that. With respect to standing, it's kind of hard to come to grips with that question unless I've got an example. And that's not a criticism of your question. It's just a remark about the entire process. I don't believe that anyone is, based on my experience, I don't believe anyone is accorded standing under this bill who doesn't already have it. And I think some people lose it. Presently, organizations that have as few as 5 or 6 members can nonetheless obtain judicial review of some kinds of decisions simply by establishing that one of the members of that organization is in fact interested in the subject matter. Under this bill, that wouldn't be true any longer. It would have to be an organization of 25 members, and the organization would have to have separately established this particular case as something it wished to pursue, so that it is somewhat limiting in that regard rather than expansive.
Thank you.
Any Dix?
Well, if they want to respond, the opportunity.
Mr. Elsner and Mr. Snyder?
The only comment in terms of the issue of standing is that what I believe from the City of Portland's perspective was that what we were having was we would have cumulative parties where the interests, the identifiable interests that were being challenged, or the action that was being challenged in the judicial proceedings, you would have cumulative parties representing basically the same. Interests, and they had already been addressed by parties that had already been made parties. What we were concerned about is essentially a laundry list of people challenging an enactment or a decision by a governmental unit, not an enactment, a governmental action, where they would not have had standing under the law. And if what Judge Gillette tells us is, in fact, was the intent, then the city would have no problem relative to that it isn't accorded, they aren't accorded any greater standing. And I believe one of the amendments was that there was, the way I read it at least, that was the cumulative effect, if there was a party already at issue and it was already addressing that concern, they would not be accorded standing.
That's right.
That was one of the major concerns that the city had. The only other question that I had was concerning the fact that concerning the judicial review of an enactment under Section 19, that the petitioner is not or has not been a party to an individualized action that provides or provided an adequate opportunity to raise the issue. In other words, you can always, under the statute of limitations, actually there is no statute of limitations for review of an enactment because it may be filed at any time. As may be provided by other statutes. So in other words, there's no statute of limitations. I assume it would be controlled by the statute of ultimate repose, but I'm not sure of that. That basically an enactment is reviewable at any time, at some indefinite time in the future, and government cannot, essentially then government's actions are always then, can only be considered temporary, because if they are always going to be reviewed at some time in the indefinite future, unless it's akin to, the way I understand it, it may be akin to the way Judge Gillette is explaining it, as a declaratory judgment in terms of a challenge to an ordinance or to a statute, the constitutionality of a statute. But that was the only other concern that I had as a practitioner, was that you're basically exposing government. You are exposing government continuously, so that they can never make a decision that would be a final decision that would somehow never be reviewable. That would, at some point, concerning latches or acquiescence not be reviewable by the court, and the court would never would always be able to entertain that regardless of whether there was any merit to the underlying claim.
Representative Phillips?
Well, to reinterpret what you just said, you're not happy because there always will be an independent third party to review the actions taken by local government that might be acting in the fairness of the individual.
No, what I'm concerned about is basically having the judiciary second guess a legislative act by a local government, which at this point second guessing the wisdom or the intelligence of that particular act, which under present law the judiciary does not have the ability to do. That is the concern that I thought that basically HB 2306 expanded the scope of what judicial review would allow. It's not in terms of having the judiciary review government actions in terms of the scope of what the law has established judicial review is supposed to do, which is basically to determine if a government has the ability to enact a particular provision. It is not, it's our concern was the expanded scope of potentially a judicial review, not and basically second guessing a legislative enactment. That's what our concern was.
Judge Gillette, would you care to respond?
Mr. Elsner's points were interesting, and I think he anticipated the answer to each of the points he made. With respect to the statute of limitations concerning judicial review of an enactment, qua enactment, that is to say, just simply judicial determination of the permissibility of the enactment, that is to say, whether the local government had the authority to enact it or whether the enactment is constitutional, there's no change from the fact that one can obtain a declaratory judgment at any time from now until heck freezes over with respect to that now. This doesn't change that. So that isn't altered in any respect. In his second set of comments, Mr. Elsner, I think, inadvertently changed the ground upon which he was objecting to suggest that from somewhere in here one can find authority to examine the propriety of an enactment based upon its wisdom. I suggest respectfully there's nothing of the sort in here. There's no such authorization. A court is limited in determining the permissibility of enactment to the traditional things a court is limited to. Did the enacting body have the authority to enact it? Was it enacted according to the procedures that body had to follow in order to enact a rule or a statute? And is the matter constitutional? What's changed? Nothing.
Are there further questions? Representative Hanlon.
I have no objection.
No. The only if
Mr. Elsner.
The only thing that I could add relative to that is that if I understand what Judge Gillette is saying, then I would have no objection to HB 2306 as a practitioner, because that was my only concerns were you were basically expanding the scope of judicial review of local enactments, and that you were basically providing, you were adding a body of law that which had already been established over the course of the last 50 years, and that you were basically giving practitioners a whole new set of terms which to use, which is going to take an additional 50 years in which to clarify. And that is always a concern to practitioners in public practice, which are basically going to be having to go onto the Court of Appeals or onto the Supreme Court to clarify what a particular statute means. And if you've got an entirely new schema here that's supplanting already existing schema, which apparently work, there was really no need to change. But if what Judge Gillette is basically saying is just providing. It's a way for a procedure whereby you can obtain review without expanding the substantive scope of that review. The city doesn't have any objection to that.
Are there further questions? Comment? Discussion? Were there other witnesses who had concerns regarding the bill? We'd like to express those this afternoon. Okay, if not, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there further business to come before the full committee? Okay. Okay, if not, the full committee will be adjourned. Representative Hanlon, when would sub-3 recommence?
We'll reconvene at 3:15.
Okay, sub-3 will reconvene at 3:15.